Welcome to The Scope, the podcast of Gastroenterology and Endoscopy News. I'm Adam Marcus, the managing editor of Gastroenter News, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Dr. Dawn Sears, who is a gastroenterologist at Baylor Scott & White Health in Temple, Texas. Dr. Sears, you have been putting on these dinner clubs for women in medicine with the goal of trying to improve networking opportunities and to address issues like burnout in medicine. Can you tell us a little bit about these clubs, how they got started, and what they're accomplishing?
Sure. Thank you so much for having me, Adam, and letting me talk about these important things. So basically, we saw that there was a large amount of burnout that as universal across medicine. In our particular institution, we went ahead and did a very structured burnout analysis to find out where the problems were. And we found that much like other locations, women particularly were more burnt out than men. And we found out that women physicians were even more burnt out than our women advanced practice practitioners, our nurse practitioners, and our physician's assistants. So we were looking at strategies of how to improve that. So one of the key pieces of work is actually a publication that came out from Mayo Clinic Proceedings, and this was looking at executive leadership, nine organizational strategies to promote engagement and reduce burnout. One of their major programs was called Compass, colleagues meeting and promoting and sustaining satisfaction. So it involved meeting regularly every 2 weeks with a group of colleagues, and they found that this significantly improved engagement and reduced burnout. So we knew we wanted to recreate that. Meanwhile, one of the other strategies that's discussed in this article is talking about leadership. We knew that women are underrepresented in leadership in medicine, and we wanted to encourage that. Therefore, we wrote a grant so that we could do both. We could do leadership training every 6 months with a large group of women physicians, and we could also do quarterly dinner clubs.
Have you experienced burnout?
Absolutely.
And how did that manifest itself? And when did it start?
Right. So it started mid-career, early to mid-career at the 5 to 7 year mark, as many others do experience at that time. And that's when the joy of practice of, wow, I'm really a physician, I've arrived, to, oh my goodness, is there really more paperwork? Is there really more clicks? Is there really more frustrations? Why can't I just take care of the patient? Seems to be the prevalent feeling. We're very frustrated at the amount of regulation and burdens that we have to jump over regularly, and we feel like we don't have power to fight up against that, and we don't have the power to fight against our patients. So as a result of that, my cure for burnout was to become more engaged with leadership. Say, well, I must go ahead and own this, and to push myself into situations that I didn't see myself as necessarily a leader, and taking advantage of leadership strategies so that I could influence decision making. And as a result, now I'm the chief of gastroenterology here at Baylor Scott & White in Central. I was president of the staff organization for many years, and I have a very active voice with leaders and can influence decisions, and therefore my burnout is much lower than it was, say, 5-7 years ago.
So you talk about patients and how this can affect them, and so I'm wondering, is it a possibility that there's like a communication gap between physicians who want to address issues of burnout and patients who, when they hear stories about physicians and dealing with burnout, they may say, well, you know, I've got two jobs and three kids, and burnout is not even a luxury that I can entertain in my mind.
Right. One of the key discussions that was just had by Dr. Schoenfeld during his keynote at the American Hospitalist Society was talking about that misperception that we're all working harder. It's true, we're all working harder, but the percentage of people that are non-physicians that are working more than 60 hours a week is less than 10%. Those of us in medicine working more than 60 hours a week is more than 30%. And the kind of stresses that we're dealing with life and death, and the stress to be perfect, we can never have an error. We can never accidentally write 30 milligrams as opposed to 300 milligrams. We have to be perfect every second of every day because there is a life or death on the line. And then those of us that are physicians, we also have all the nurse practitioners and nurses under us. So if any of them make an error on the telephone or entering in something, we feel that burden. So the constant stress of knowing that our license is on the line, lives are on the line, any mistake that could be made is going to come to us, and we may lose our ability to care for patients and provide for our families as a result, is a tremendous stress that much of the world doesn't really understand. In fact, when I was talking to one of my patients last week, I said, "Man, I'm so glad that your blood pressure is normal." She said, "Why is everyone so obsessed with my blood pressure?" I said, "Actually, you may be surprised to hear this, but 2% of my paycheck has to do with your blood pressure." She said, "What? That's ridiculous. You can't help it if I want to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken and I don't want to exercise." I said, "Exactly. But that is how doctors are held to these quality metrics. Our paychecks depend on the outcome of our patient's behavior, with the end result being blood pressures or diabetic controls, readmissions, etc." And she was pretty surprised to hear that. So there are so many things that are out of our control, yet we are being held responsible for it in so many ways.
So let's talk a little bit more about the dinner clubs, because it seems like this is the sort of thing that could be very easily exported to other areas. Do they exist outside of Texas yet, or are they just in your state?
Absolutely. Multiple different institutions are talking about them. In fact, I was tweeting about this the other day on my Gut Girl MD on Twitter, and one of the groups was saying, "Well, let's go ahead and do a dinner club here, but let's make it a cooking club at the same time where we talk about healthy cooking as well as bonding with other physicians." So everybody's finding what customizes for them. In fact, the Baylor Scott & Central area is very diverse. We include Austin as well as College Station, Temple, Waco, and Killeen. So the Austin group, they love to do yoga. So every time they get together, they do yoga. Here in Temple, we're more of a barbecue kind of group. And so we do barbecue. So different groups have different styles. The College Station group likes to incorporate it with things like a book club. But this has been going on very robustly at the Mayo Clinic. They were getting together every 2 weeks. We only get together quarterly. So you kind of find what works in your micro society, and that's what ultimately works to prevent burnout, is initiatives in the local level that works within your culture. And that's what we're inspiring people all over the nation to talk about. I was recently in Utah talking about this. I'll be in New York talking about this. And the programs they're going to do in Utah are going to be very different than the programs they're going to do in New York. And that's part of the fun.
So you talk about Twitter. And
yes.
I think that's how you and I met. How hard was it to translate a movement or a community on social media into an actual bricks and mortar physical get together?
The communication, you're right, is absolutely key. And so communicating through multiple modalities, because some people are on Twitter, some people are on Facebook, some people do not want to check one more email, and some people want that personal interaction and engagement. So part of our program involves every 6 months, we have a major conference where we have over 100 women physicians coming together, taking the day off of patient care and dedicating it to improving their leadership skills, as well as talking about life work balance. During these meetings, we're also highlighting in person when the next dinner club will be. Then they'll receive an email when the next dinner club will be. We'll put it on our social media site, because we have a Facebook private site for Claudia Potter, which was our first female physician here at Baylor Scott & White over 100 years ago. So we call that the Potter Society, no relation to Harry.
And how can people find that?
So that is going to be within our institution. And so we reach out to the women through our own institutional emails, because our program is funded through the Physicians Foundation for a grant here in our institution for Baylor Scott & White docs. Meanwhile, we've written a book of how to do this at any institution. So right now I'm going around and talking to different organizations about that and sharing our work with them and sharing this guidebook of how to do this with them.
And that guidebook is available for download somehow, or how do people get that?
Not quite yet. We're working with the lawyers to make it available to the world. So we're a couple months away from true public release, but now I'm releasing it when I'm going and visiting with individual institutions.
So my guest has been Dr. Dawn Sears of Baylor Scott & White Health in Temple, Texas. Dr. Sears, thanks so much for sharing your work with trying to reduce burnout among physicians. Look forward to seeing that book when it comes out and hearing more about your progress.
Thank you so much, Adam. I greatly appreciate your time.